You're listening to Marketing News Canada, Canada's number one show featuring the brightest minds in marketing, PR, and digital advertising.
Thank you for joining us for another week of Marketing News Canada. This is a very special episode in that it isn't just one guest, but it is two. We both have Ben and Andrew with us, which is very exciting. Ben thrashes about in the professional purgatory that exists between marketing and advertising. His efforts have earned him numerous awards, accolades, and the undying admiration of his dog, three daughters, and wife, in that order. Andrew Reed is the founder and CEO of Rival Technologies and founder and former CEO of Vision Critical. And if you've ever been to Vancouver, they had the largest sign in the city. And if you ever drove north over the Granville Street Bridge or any of the bridges, you would have seen the Vision Critical sign. As an entrepreneur, Andrew's purpose is to close the gap between how people live their digital lives and how companies engage with people for insights. Gentlemen, thank you for being here.
Awesome to be here. Thanks for having us.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
So, brands that are listening, agencies that are listening, and they want to go to Rival Tech. What do you provide for brands and agencies? Like, what's your like sweet spot? You're like, man, I got this for you. I got this like package or this honey. This is my offering to you CMOs out there and you agency guys.
Yeah, I get to have this conversation a lot. It's never been more important to get close to your customers, to understand your customers, to leverage your customers. Your customers can help you validate your ideas. They can help generate new ideas for you. They can help create content. They can help be brand advocates. There's a lot that you can do. And so you've got a lot of marketers out there that have, you know, social teams that have a social plan. And then you have some that maybe have analytics teams and they're trying to understand their customers more and more. You know, I'd say what we've done at Rival is we've built a brand new enterprise grade platform that allows you to facilitate ongoing dialogue with your customers in a private, secure way so that you can learn from them. And so we're working with large blue chip companies. We're looking with startups, with D2Cs, with a lot of different kinds of brands. And they're having a lot of great success in recognizing a few things. One, customers are kind of over-surveyed. You know, we all are. When I put on my customer hat and when I open my email, my number one goal every morning is what can I delete? I mean, that is our mission in morning coffee land is deleting emails. And guess what gets deleted? Emails. And so does these surveys. Surveys are like one of the first things that are to go, especially people that are 30 and under. And so that leaves brands trying to figure out, okay, you know, millennials, Gen Zs, this new generation alpha, these are people with a lot of buying power that have very strong views and you really need to get close to understand to market properly too. So, you know, that's a long kind of opening monologue, but that really is the problem space that we're sitting in.
So you're a brand listening right now. You're an agency representing multiple brands. You give them a bigger, stronger, more sophisticated ear, essentially, would you say?
Yeah. And if you're an agency, really what we're seeing more and more is this idea of recruit a group of people that are fans of the brand.
Yeah.
Opt them in, pull them out of the social channels and the social listening eyes of Zuckerberg and into a secure area that you own.
Yeah.
Talk to those people and learn from them. And what's cool about our technology is we've really taken the number one thing that you do on your phone, which is chat.
Yeah.
And we've taken surveys and we've made them look like chats. Looks like a text conversation, but really it's a scripted survey you're going through with all the same sophistication you'd want to have to do really good research. And because it's text-based, every time we ask people for an open-ended responses, we give them the choice to give us a selfie video instead. And then we transcribe those in real time. And so what that means is we get a lot of video content. And so if you are an advertiser or you are an agency or a marketer, this idea of having thousands of your customers on tap to give you feedback, but also to help generate content is really, really exciting. And so we're seeing a lot of success in that area.
Let's say I'm X brand and I'm going to go with a generic cat sweater, Sally out of Winnipeg, right? I got this amazing company. People love my brand. How do I get them from loving my brand and, you know, liking me on Facebook, liking me on Instagram to this ecosystem that you've created?
The easiest way is to think about the channels where you're talking to them and engaging them in the first place. If you've got a great social presence and you've got good activity on social, we can intercept people on that channel and it feels like a natural evolution of that engagement on Instagram. The chat pops up and it's like, hey, heard you love the, have you checked out the new Peloton treadmill? What's your best time? And you literally swipe up just like you were talking to your friend and you could say, hey, my best time is 1, 2, 3, 4. That's an amazing time. What other Peloton products have you had? And it opens right on top of that social experience. So it doesn't interfere with it. It doesn't take it away. It feels like the brand's talking to you. And when you're done chatting, it just takes you right back to where you were. So that's one great place to go.
A chatbot built into all the existing social channels that looks like you're just engaging with that brand on Instagram, for example.
One of our clients is P. Diddy, and he has a media company called Revolt. He puts links to our chats in his stories on Discord. And so he'll be like, yo, we're talking about politics, or we're talking about something that's going on, or we want to talk about music or the Grammys, and swipe up to join the conversation. You swipe up and then we load right inside that browser on Discord. And now you're having this chat. And then at the end of the chat, we'll opt people in saying, are you cool for us to contact you again and have future conversations with you?
So it's not built into the platform itself. You do go to a new area, but you come from Instagram.
Exactly. It all just runs on the mobile web. And there's a lot of apps out there now that are apps that you can go into and ask questions to people of. I'm not a big fan of
They never work.
And I have a lot of apps on my phone. I don't really want to ask me questions app. I think we're better off to stay away from apps.
I don't like chatbots on Facebook. They never answer my questions. They're the worst. And they're always broken.
But at the same time, you know, the Vancouver Canucks is one of our clients, and they have an app that their fans use to scan to go in to see games, and nesting our chats in there. So once you get your food, you know, how was that experience and how was your check-in experience? Yeah. And in the COVID era, did you feel safe and secure? I mean, what's interesting now is if you're a marketer and you have retail or people like going to a destination, like safety and security suddenly trumps, you know, how good was the food? It's like, do I feel safe? And so a lot of those check-ins need to happen, and we've got a nice frictionless way to do that.
And so really, you know, Sally's Cat Sweater Company, I don't need to say, guys, please come over here to my new thing and I want you to sign up for another thing. You're going to get more emails. You got to have a new password. You're saying, no, Rival Tech goes to where their world is and you appear where they're already living. And you haven't added another password to their...
No,
you
know. Right now, it's all about choice. Right now, we're running in SMS is our number one way that we communicate, but we're building integrations with WhatsApp, with Slack, with Twitter. So that way, really, it's like whatever avenue you would like to use to communicate with that brand. If it's a sports brand, Twitter maybe make the most sense. If it's Intel or Apple wanting to learn from a bunch of developers, Slack's probably a great channel. So that whole idea of go to where people want to be. And just so you know, I am from Winnipeg and I do like cats. So your example was spot on.
Perfect. And in this world where the cookies are disappearing, we're losing ears. Like our ears are getting smaller, but now Rival, you guys come in and you're making the ears huge. And you don't even need to be customers. They could be people that you want to work with, maybe aren't fans yet, and you'll even listen to them.
This is the most exciting thing is that this new era of permission-based marketing where I can't creep like I used to be able to creep on you. Therefore, I actually have to ask you if it's okay if I communicate with you. And so now if it's permission-based marketing and all I can really do is send content to you, being able to facilitate in this two-way dialogue of, hey, I'm just checking in to see, you know, Ben, how is your week? And I want to understand a little bit about how you feel about, you know, the COVID numbers in Manitoba.
Yeah.
You know, I can do that. And because every single connection you have with a customer is a brand conversation. And I think a lot of people, especially larger brands, when you're doing research, you have to sort of have the rat going through the maze. So to think you want to put on your lab coat, you put people into this test-taking mode, which is very different than a brand experience. So for us, we're also seeing a lot of success with people just saying, I want to give my customers a modern experience that fits with my brand promise.
Yep.
And taking a boring email traditional survey doesn't fit with that brand promise more often than not. It actually just annoys your customers.
Yeah.
That was one of the biggest things for me when I left advertising to join with Rival was exactly that notion. It's this kind of idea that like research was a research engagement. And then they took the information from that research engagement and then they went and created this like really meaningful long-term brand engagement. But it was always separate. But the customer doesn't see it is separate. The customer is like, well, why would I do research? What I actually want to talk about is cats. What I actually want to talk about is sweaters. So if you can bring those two worlds closer together, and Andrew and I have been talking about this for years, you know, we had a slide on every presentation that he did from crowds from 20 people to 1,000 people was every engagement is a branded engagement. And the research industry has been fighting against that for a really long time. And now they're starting to realize maybe the only way to actually get people to talk about this in a meaningful way is to connect it to those brands that they care about.
Yeah. And the same people that are going to fill out your survey are the same people who are going to tweet about you, the same people who are going to post about you. Those are the same people. So recognize that, put your arms around those people, activate them, give them some mutual exchange of value so they feel like they are being valued. And that mutual exchange of value often is like a share back. Hey, we asked you a bunch of questions 2 weeks ago. Just so you know, that drove this decision. Or here's what the data looks like. Or here's a selfie video from our CEO talking about the importance of this data. That gets people pretty fired up.
And people might recognize your last name. You are the son of Angus Reid, who, as we've all seen, Angus Reid polling and the history of that. And so it's like the next level in the next generation. Not only is it a new way to do polling, but it's actually where we exist. It's where we live and breathe and spend so much time.
Yeah, it's been an interesting journey. And Angus is on our board and he spent a lot of time with them. And, you know, watching him critiquing our reinvention of the quantitative research instrument was interesting. It was very uncomfortable at first. You could tell he was not really loving this idea. Then the more we started adding sophistication to it, the more we ended up getting validation with very large brands, people like, you know, Lenovo and Diageo. You could see him coming around and saying, okay, this actually is a really legitimate, a great way to be able to research people in a way that's much more efficient. The big thing also is this idea of leveraging the mechanics of chat. Chat's all about leave, return, leave, return. Yeah. The other thing that happens with chat, if you and I are chatting, is we recognize each other. If I say to you, like, hey, I have a question for you, you'll say something. I'll say, oh, that's, you know, that's too bad, or that's great to hear. And then I'll ask you another question. Instead of a survey, which is a lot of answer a question, click the next button, answer the question, click the next button. So we instead break these engagements into shorter engagements, and then we'll hit you back up the next day or 2 days later and say, we have five more questions for you, trusting that you're going to come back. A lot of times, especially with customer satisfaction surveys that are the worst, I call it the bear hug. You know, you start this thing, 10 minutes in, you're like, when is this going to end? This is insane.
Yeah. What a I just had this last week.
Yeah. My, 15 minutes in, you're like, F this company. Yeah. Like, now I'm mad at the company.
Yeah. So, I was 3/4 of the way through. I actually exited and I was already in 10 minutes and I was just so tired. I didn't even, it was SurveyMonkey, a classic one. And I loved the organization. And they even offered me a little carrot at the end, like, could get this. And I was like, I don't have time for this. This is annoying.
Yeah. No. And then my other thing is that you never go home and see your spouse and say, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how was your commute home? Like, no one talks like that.
No.
I listened to a great podcast the other day that just said that, you know, if you talk to your customer like you talk to your best friend, you'll be amazed at the responses you get.
Wow.
And not enough people are, I think, embracing that idea of having this persona. If you're a fun lifestyle brand, talk to people that way. If you are selling software to lawyers and you're Clio, well, then obviously you're going to have a bit of a different tone. But make sure that tone matches the way you talk to someone and don't be afraid to have a little bit of fun with it.
Yeah, I think that the bear hug story is a great story. I'm glad you told that because that's another thing we talk about all the time. A big piece of it as well is if you've got this great brand, you've got confidence in that brand, you've got confidence in your customers, you can have confidence in your ability to have conversations over time. You don't have to pile on. If you've got a specific thing that you want to talk about, a specific thing that you want to understand, you can ask a handful of questions and then you don't have to pile on from product. And then the marketing group comes along and says, hey, if you're going to ask, send a survey out, can you ask them this and this and this? And it's like, this is a 21-minute survey. I actually only wanted to know one thing. So if you've got a great brand, you got a great group of customers, and you've got confidence in the magnetism of that brand, you can have confidence that the way that we engage people is going to last over time. And those conversations are meaningful over time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Like, I know as a brand, I can go to like Leger, right? They have a bus, they call it, where I can pay $1,000 and I can add one question to their bus. And nothing against Leger, but I'm like, well, the people that are going to fill out that survey, they said they've got these, you know, hundreds of thousands of people at their fingertips. But I'm like, but they're going to be a certain type of person that fills out surveys. So already they may not be that my customer if they've got, you know, all this free time and they love filling out surveys. That's a really certain type of person. Where for you, I could do a survey with your tool and it would be people that are just on the internet. It seems like I could use your tool for general surveys or no?
Yeah, you could. I mean, the Leger one is a good example. I mean, if I want to understand some basic questions around how people use some products in their kitchen or some attitudinal and opinionated questions, that could be a great way to get that directional feedback that I needed to have. And it's fairly cost effective. Part of the challenge is that depending on if you're in a Leger on the bus survey and you want to ask questions about Travis Scott, you are effing in big trouble. Like, I highly doubt you're going to be getting any kind of good feedback about pop culture, things that are going on with younger folks. My father has an omnibus he runs, so I'm not trying to diss that side of the world. We are having a huge amount of success in gaming, in streaming, in esports. You know, we just signed a big Call of Duty franchise, and we're working with large people like Roblox level companies and smaller because they are talking to this group of people that are not going to join the Leger panel. And it would be very hard to motivate those people. It's going to be interesting in the future. Maybe they'll figure it out. Maybe there'll be an opportunity to, like, now it's like, hey, if you're offering me the chance to win Ethereum or Dogecoin, then maybe. Our whole thing is go out to where people already are online. Awesome. So we're advertisers on TikTok. We're advertisers on Snapchat.
Yep.
We'll produce our own campaigns trying to target people and pull them right from there into an experience that doesn't feel, you know, alien to them. That's a great way to be able to kind of get that genuine engagement.
I'm waiting for the day I'm going to go into my son's room. He's 14 and he's on Roblox and he's talking to a character who comes up and starts asking him questions, but like casually, like, hey, what do you think about this? That's going to be you. Yeah. It's your turn. It's going to be Rival. I'm like, he just got rivaled.
The spirit is there.
So if I'm a company right now and the cost, what does that look like? Because I know what costs to jump on a bus, right? For one question. Mm-hmm. If I want to say like I'm a small business, what's your starting engagement look like?
So we have a customer success team. And so we're like a Cadillac service, if I use a word from the past. And the fact that is that we drive the platform for you. Because you want to take surveys and make them conversational, there's a little bit of an art to doing that. And we're not at the point yet.
Doing a regular survey question is hard. There's an art to that.
So we offer white glove service. So all of our clients, we don't just say, here's the tool, good luck. We have a whole very cool, sophisticated tool. And as we build it out, we'll be offering more and more to people. So our start is $5,000 a month. It's a subscription. You pay $5,000 a month. That gives you the ability for us to recruit and manage a community up to about 5,000 people.
It's incredible.
And then you have the ability to do about two projects a month. So one project may consist of three chats. Because if you said, hey, I need to ask 25 questions, back to our example we had about the bad SurveyMonkey survey, well, we'd break that up into three chats. And we'd say to those people, hey, you know, over the course of the week, we're going to chat with you three times. And our recontact rates are 70 to 75%. They're incredibly high. It's great. You don't have that worry and that nervousness of asking all the questions you'd ask because you can always say, you know, hey, and people like to know that we're listening. And so when you say, we got some really interesting feedback on Tuesday, so here it is Friday, now we've got some follow-up questions. Yeah, so that gives you access to the team, really cool mobile top line reports that gives you all of those videos you can collect and we transcribe those and you can search them all. And then we've got a bunch of other layers that you can put up on top of that.
And those videos can be used for user generated content like UGC and repurposed.
Totally. And that's what we're seeing more and more is so, you know, one of our clients has a campaign they want to do around veterans. And so they've got a segment of the people in their community that are veterans, and they've posted some specific questions and asked for specific feedback about those questions. And they're going to stitch that together and be able to have like a really cool TikTok story that comes out of it, a really cool Snap story. And it's all very harmonized. So this idea that on their own private secure cloud, they can organize these people. They can get a mass amount of content. They can sift through it all and figure out which ones make sense, and then have some really crisp, fresh stories to be able to put out there when the time's right.
It's incredible. There's a company in Vancouver, StoryTap, that does that, and I'm a huge fan. But it's like you've taken the best of StoryTap, the best of listening tools. I've never even seen anyone do that before. Like, I'll sometimes get a pop-up that asks me a question like, oh, how was your experience on our site today? I'm like, nah. But I know it's a pop-up. It's very formal, and it's just more annoying. But what you're saying is you make it fun and interesting and engaging.
Yeah, yeah. And you make someone feel like they're, you know, every single time we do this, people are always like, okay, yeah, it feels like I'm chatting with a friend. This doesn't feel creepy.
So onboarding fee is like, it's just straight $5,000 a month.
No, I mean, we often get called from people that just want to do a project. And because we're in the business of finding people that we want to work with on an ongoing basis, from time to time, we'll do a project if we think it'll lead towards something.
Like a one-month engagement?
There is no onboarding fee. It's more, we're more about saying, you know, hey, let's do this together. We'll figure out a way so that, you know, we can break up in 3 or 4 months if for some reason you're not happy. We've been, touch wood, fortunate that that's happened 0 times.
Yeah.
Our conversion rate from people wanting to try this to move over to a full subscription is 100%. And we've got about 28 communities that we're running right now. Company's just a couple of years old. We also have a consulting company called Reach 3 Insights, which is a full-serve consulting company. Some brands really do want to have a professional services team and people that know their category. And so it's great to have that too. The last business I built, we had that inside the company, which was great. This time we've decided to have a holding company that owns the two. So that way they can collaborate, but also operate independently.
This is incredible. So they want to get a hold of you. Where can people go to learn more? Yeah. I imagine there's no free trial, but when they're ready to consider it more, where do they go?
I'm happy to chat with everyone and anyone about what they're doing. I'm interested. I love this industry. I'm a big fan of just kind of marketing technology in general. You can literally email me directly, andrew@rivaltech.com. And you can check out our website, rivaltech.com. And there's a whole bunch of content that you can download there. We've got a great CMO playbook. We've been doing a lot of COVID research, a lot of work on Gen Zs. So I encourage people to go to check out the blog at rivaltech.com and you can see more. But really appreciate you having us on.
I like the term you said you have communities. So when they become a client, you're not just their survey company, which I'm sure in their, let's just say, budget and their line item, they're going to call you the survey company, right? Or the survey tool. But you create these communities of listening, using a listening tool, like a super ear.
It's really all about a community of people that's private, that's secure, that's online, that's 100% mobile first, and that allows you to have serious conversations with your customers. Those don't all have to be, you know, research related. There's no reason why you couldn't come up with a really fun quiz. Remember back in the day when Maxim magazine had the, like, what kind of bro are you? And you'd fill out the survey and you'd have the legend at the bottom and you'd find out I was never quite the bro I wanted to be. But anyway, it's a whole other thing. You know, you could do that. You could do little fun quizzes with people, like little segmentations. There's like a lot of great opportunities to use this technology just from a brand engagement perspective. We all know that you need to have a certain amount of touches and uptake and content and contact with people. And so being able to check in on people, giving them fun little quizzes to be able to do, being able to share videos that people post. And someone posts that, we've had a couple times where someone's posted a hilarious video and we broadcast that to the entire community. And people are like, oh my God, that's hilarious, and appreciate it. So
$5,000 a month Canadian, correct? Or is that American?
That's Canadian.
Yes.
It's like a discount.
That's a discount. Yeah.
Hey, what are you talking about? Sort of what you can do with the platform. I was on a most innovative companies and research panel last night in Australia. And one of the questions they said was, oh yeah, you know, this sounds really cool. What industry is this for? Like, what's the best industry? And the conversation we had around that, which really helped people understand, was it's not about industry. It's not about audience. It's about the opportunity to engage with your customers in a really, really meaningful way. And the people that have the most success with our platform are the people that sort of step back and go, hey, if I can talk to somebody for 3, 4, 5 minutes, what would I do with that time? Like, if you're the CMO of, you know, let's go back to Peloton, and we have an opportunity to put you in front of like a super qualified person that we know, we have a pretty deep profile, they've answered a bunch of questions. What do you want to do with that 2 or 3 minutes of time that you have with them? What would you like to learn? What would you like to communicate? And people that understand that, people like Lindsay Ribling from Revolt, they're really taking the capabilities of this platform to a new level. And that's what Andrew and I, when we look down the road, like 3, 4 years from now, well, maybe not even that long, 2, 3 years from the road, what's the next horizon for this kind of technology? And it really comes down to, hey, you've got this person that's raised their hand and said, I'm interested in what you're doing. I'm interested in what you're saying. I'm willing to talk to you. Then the question for the CMO becomes, what do you want to talk about? You know, we used to talk about this at Vision Critical is you create a website, and I've won a few awards in the advertising world, but you create a website where someone hangs around on it for 3 minutes. You're a marketing genius. You create a YouTube ad that gets people to stay and watch for 2.5 minutes. Like, that is a good piece of content. Researchers are engaging known customers about really specific strategic objectives. They're talking to them for like 5 minutes. And for the most part, they're considered an impediment to the brand. And that's something that we are really, really, really looking down the line and saying, we're going to change that. That idea that research is a gateway to a really, really meaningful ongoing brand conversation is something that we talk about and get super excited about when, you know, we're drinking beers on Friday night. The focus right now is outstanding research, but the long-term goal for this thing is something totally new and different that I don't think the world is going to see before.
No, I've seen people attempt to do research like with a candy coating. I feel like you actually took research and dismantled it and then put it in worlds that we actually like. And it's like the opposite of interruptive. So I think the real question is if any brands are listening, agencies listening, I think, Andrew, you said it so well. Hey, if you're a brand and you want your brands to talk to and listen to your customers like they're friends, you got to check out Rival. I can't think of any other way to do it unless 100%. You literally have all this time on your hands and are willing to go to 1,000 homes and sit with them and ask these questions or text with. Literally, I love that visual on your site where you can text with your customers. And it's so much easier to be like, yeah, if any brand texts me or if that survey I did last week, I knew what they were wanting to know from me and I wanted to help them, but if they just texted me a handful of questions over a period of a week, they would have got the same answer and I would have done it like, and I would have loved doing it.
Totally. I don't even fist pump my Canada Post delivery guy right now because of COVID. So I don't think I'm letting the ethnographer into my house right now.
No,
maybe
of course
in the future, but not now.
Not right now. Totally. Well, I was watching a thing the other day about, you know, you're talking about the ability to have this conversation. They were talking about the power of facial recognition, and he was talking about the how meaningful System One feedback is right now, and that's a really big buzzword. I know Visa is really, really into it. And the guy's like, he said, word for word, as powerful as it is to be able to read people's expressions and read their body language, at the end of the day, you need to be able to ask them why they felt that way.
And full disclosure, this is not a sponsored episode anyway. I had a recent negative experience with the survey. And so that's why I'm just really excited, just for listeners that are curious to know.
Awesome.
And so
it's a low bar. It's a low bar.
It's a bit of a low bar.
It's not really like what we do.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. So when you look at what you guys are doing next stage, what are you most excited about for what's coming next? Is it just, hey, you're watching people take this on. What are you hearing customers say where they're like, man, I love this because of this? What's the
business? So the video side is continuing to explode. And so we're going to be building more and more tools to help people curate, to help them sort by sentiment. So one side of it is just video. Video continues to grow. I think we just are at the very infancy of how we use this front-facing camera. I mean, this front-facing camera is basically used for goofing around with your friends and showing people your baby. Like, that's all we're really doing with it. There's so much more we can do. And so that's one part of it. For us, we're really excited about, we're building out a bunch of APIs that are going to allow us to release Rival little standalone widgets in like Shopify, on Etsy, on other marketplaces. So that way, every single person, if you sell CBD oil out of Squamish, BC, one of my friends does, on your Shopify site, you can get people to give you video testimonials, which are becoming really big, to get feedback, to generate ideas. So I do think that's probably the next big wave is moving from the world of Yelp to the world of video testimonials. Reviews are so fraught with fraud. Again, we all have these cameras. So if you're having a good experience, why wouldn't you tell someone, hey, you know, I ate at this restaurant or I tried these shoes. And then it's like, for me, if I see someone who sounds like a person like me, who, you know, I probably would eat at that restaurant, I'm trying to, you know, plan a trip to New York and figure out where I'm going to stay, what I'm going to do, that world of video testimonials is going to be big. And if people haven't really figured that out yet, we've got a great platform for that. So I think the three things for us is like just video in general and how you curate, where we go with being able to create these little widgets. And then the third is is just this explosion of video testimonials and how we can leverage our tech for that. So, yeah.
And I think, yeah, YouTube, second largest search engine in the world. So if you can create content of other people talking about you, that's massive.
Yeah.
That's huge. I'm trying to think of like Lazy Boy Furniture. Like how cool would it be send things to their customers' phones and be like, hey, show me a photo or show me a video of where you placed your latest Lazy Boy product. Like that would be an incredible video.
We do QR codes for unboxing all the time. But, you know, those kinds of things would be totally great.
Be amazing. Like even I'm trying to think of my mom, like my mom, if she got that, who again, you know, is decent with technology, but she would understand and be like, oh, hit the camera thing on your phone and show us where you placed your Lazy Boy couch that you just got last week. Like that would be an incredible. Yeah.
And then the other extreme I'll say is really sensitive topics. Like we have a community of people that are adult incontinence sufferers, which is a crazy, you know, thing to have. And they have that, but they really want to talk about it. And you've got these brands that are trying to figure out how to understand how to market, how to build products for those kinds of people. Yeah. So we're seeing the full spectrum of sensitive areas to Lazy Boys and t-shirts. It really has no boundary.
Amazing. Yeah, the power of video to punctuate a story. If you let me tell you a quick story. We were Oprah Winfrey Network was one of our customers, and she obviously gets reams of data. She gets reams of viewer data, you know, Nielsen ratings, the whole works. And they were testing a pilot for one of their shows. And they said, okay, well, here's the ratings. Here's some of the feedback that we got. But here's some videos of people, their reactions to new characters that they took using our platform. And Oprah was totally blown away. And her direction to her team was, I don't ever want to see quantitative data without hearing my viewers describe what they're seeing. And the power of that to punctuate an idea, like there's very robust video feedback platforms out there for sure. But the power to say, hey, when 62% of our customers say that the chips are too salty, this is what too salty looks like.
Yeah.
You know, like this is when you want to, we're going to build a marketing campaign on the crunch of a chip. We got six people sitting and they come out of a store and say, like, listen to this chip. And they go, ah, and you can hear it go like crunch, like, okay. That chip is crunchy, right? Like it's super, super powerful way to drive home a story. It's, you know, my wife works for the city and she's like, we can spend $5 million and we can spend 3 years on building an official community plan. The little old lady comes in with a handwritten letter, gives it to the mayor. That plan goes out the window. That is the power of video when you bring in your customer into the boardroom and say like, I know that you guys really want to do this. But like, look at this person's face, listen to the tone of their voice, listen to what they're saying. And man, does that ever get the attention of executives and C-suite people when you do that?
This is amazing. Andrew, Ben, thank you for being here. Marketing News Canada listeners, if you want to learn more, links, bios, more information in the show notes. This was a treat. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us on. Hopefully we can do this again sometime.
Thanks, man. That was amazing. Super fun.
Thanks for listening to Marketing News Canada. For more episodes and other great stories from Canadian marketers, visit marketingnewscanada.com. All episodes are recorded in the Jelly Marketing Studio, thanks to our producer, Chris Penner, and editors Travis Jeffers and The Podfather.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.